Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, we're back again. And good news for all you listeners out there. This is the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal, and with me, as sometimes...
is Promi.
Promi, that's right.
Wow, you guys, I've been demoted from always to sometimes.
Well, I said always, and then there was 2 weeks without you.
Yeah. We made such a big deal about that, too. I'm like, oh, I'm always, and you're like, yeah. And
yeah, like,
I was gone for half a month. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. You're busy. You have kids and things. A kid and things. So, yeah. You know, it was just one of those things where I was overzealous in my introduction last time.
You know, and last week was weird because we talked about it and we didn't exactly nail down a time or a specific day. And then it just, like, the weekend came and went.
And that was the end of that.
Because I actually was thinking about that earlier this week. I'm like, I thought we were going to do this last week. And then I'm like,
Yeah, we got to reach out to me. Yeah. Say, hey, we doing one? I'll be like, oh, yeah, hey, sure, why not?
Well, I did this week.
You did. Yay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I always worry about being, if I keep asking about it, you're like, oh, my God, I don't have time anymore because of things. I'd be like, well, you know.
No, like I told you, you know, I'm down for it if I'm available, like if my actual prior commitment schedule allows for
you're
it.
Like, if my prior spur of the moment commitments that pop up mean I can do it.
Well, yeah. My responsibilities. It's not like I'm going to hang out with people or go to a movie or anything.
You gotta learn up some responsibilities.
Yeah. But unfortunately sometimes those responsibilities kick in with about a
3 seconds notice.
Yeah.
Ah, that's the real world. What are you going to do? I think last time when you left, we even had a topic in mind, but I couldn't remember it at all.
I have no idea, but I do have a couple things to banter about tonight.
I think we're gonna
inform.
Oh, we had our first winner. James T. Yep, was the big
Kirk?
Recipient. I know, that's what I thought, but I didn't say it.
Damn it.
Because
James, you've let me down.
The whole name was there, and I was like, well, I'm just going to cut it off and call you James T. And I was like, oh, I should have called him James T. Kirk.
Yeah.
But
let me down.
Yes, I know.
Sorry, James. I apologize for blaming you.
The long chain of disappointment continues.
Yeah.
But anyway, in honor of our very first giveaway from a band, let's go ahead and play some Satan's Pilgrims.
Sweet.
Nice. Here they go.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Thank you. Mark! Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't shine!
they call her coffee. Because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee. The baddest one-chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Well, I killed them all.
Coffee. She's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black. Coffee's hot. And sometimes, as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee. Always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem. Here comes Coffee. The godmother of them all.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Oh my god, there it was. That was Satan's Pilgrims off Sinestro, their newest one. I played Rum Runna, the Fireball, Lanedra? No.
I thought you were going to drink after the show,
Lanida,
man. What's going
Drag.
On?
Lanida Drag. Short Sand Stout. Short Sand Surf. Oh my god. See, I still butcher the English language. I try to read these like correctly. So it was Rum Runna, the Fireball, Lanida Drag, Short Sand Surf. There you go. Almost got them eventually. So thank you very much, Satan's Pilgrims. Love your stuff. Going to play you early and often. I also got a new CD that I played, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Where is it here? It's really cool. It's Monstroville. It's kind of the same vein.
I like the artwork.
Yeah. What was funny about that one was it arrived in a package, and I was like, I think I ordered it when I was drunk on Facebook. And
oh,
like,
is this the one you're like, it showed up, and you were like, hey, this looks like something I would have ordered.
It turns out I did order it. Just didn't remember it. So, yay for beer, huh?
That's cool. It comes with a comic.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. He has an online comic and everything. It's a really cool guy, you know. Von Creep is the guy on Facebook. But, yeah, look up Satan's Pilgrims. Friend them on Facebook. That's how you'll be in the know and, you know, good stuff. So you said you alluded to a topic. What do you remember?
Well, not really a topic, just two little topics.
Oh, okay. One big topic.
Well,
if they stand on each other's shoulders.
We'll start with the first thing.
Uh-huh.
Something weird happened to me today that made me feel like a really, really old person. And when I say really old, I don't mean like...
You listened to an oldies station, didn't you?
No, it's worse than that.
You're like, no, it's worse than that.
It's worse than that, probably by about 30 or 40 years.
Oh, no.
And when I show this to you, you'll understand why. I was getting ready to leave. I bought something the other night at the store, you know, like, I don't know, a few nights ago at the grocery store. It was a type of candy, and it was on sale, and I'm like, oh, I haven't had those in a while. And I ate a few, and this morning before I left for work, I put three of them in my pocket. And there
they
was
melt in your mouth, but not in your hand.
Nope, not even close. So I'm going someplace with a couple of coworkers, and I'm like, hey, would you guys like a Werther? And I said it, and I thought, oh no. I'm now an 80-year-old man.
No, you're 60. When you're 80, they come out of the bowl in one big clump.
Okay, I'm a 60-year-old man. That's still bad.
When the humidity just makes it into one ball of silver, of gold garbage.
Because it's not just that I'm carrying the Werthers, the gold-wrapped candies. I have one right here for Mal, by the way.
That's rocking. All right, dude.
Not only do I
Thanks,
have it,
people.
but I'm offering them to people.
Did they look at you like you had lobsters coming out of your ears?
Well, they
like...
happily took them, because, hey, Werther's are they're good.
Yes,
you know,
they
when you when you go in someplace and there's a bowl of candy and it's like those crappy red and green mint ones or whatever, and then there's these gold wrappers, you always go for the gold ones. but nobody under the age of like 60 actually buys them.
That's what.
And then you steal them
from your grandmother, and then you take them to your friend.
So that was mistake number one, and then mistake number two was doing that. And I realized like Werther's is a creepy old men's ways of hitting on people, but it seems innocent because that's as much as they got in the canon.
Don't
you know,
think that's their ad campaign, but I could be wrong. They're like Werther's, creepy old men use it to attract young women.
But I thought about that all day. I actually, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I just did that. You guys took them.
You have got to start going to bars and just asking women if they want some Werther's.
Yeah, I realize that'll provide endless entertainment for you, but
let me film it so I can watch them spray mace in your eyes. You're like, you. All right, we're going to take a trailer break, or a music break.
Trailer break.
We're going to take a laugh break with some music. We'll be right back. Let's do some Japanese screaming women.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I'm not ate the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Dr. Satan and his Shrieks in the Night. If you think you've seen horror shows before, we warn you, this new kind of show is completely unlike anything you have ever seen. The action takes place in the audience. You'll be surrounded by the most hideous horde of horror creatures ever to walk on the earth. You'll see back from their graves, fiendish vampires who drink human blood, living corpses, werewolves, ghost women, 1001 nightmarish creatures. Girls, do you have the nerve to meet the Invisible Man? He puts his arms around you. You can't see him, but you feel his presence. What a new thrill. Dr. Satan hypnotizes everyone in the audience, including you. You'll see the slave maidens at the mercy of hideous beasts. Human sacrifices, death on the slab. So scary, your blood will run cold. Dr. Satan has appeared in person with and startled George Goebel, Donald O'Connor, Orson Welles, Jack Bailey, Art Baker, and many others. Ed Johnson of the New York News wrote, "At long last, I have seen a horror show even scarier than advertised. A horror show strictly in a class by itself. If it's thrills you want, thrills you'll get when you see Dr. Satan's Shrieks in the Night."
What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay? You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
All right. That was, of course, one of my favorites, Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played Campsite Nightmare Roller Coaster. No. I played San Francisco. I didn't get to play Roller Coaster, but maybe next time. They are some of my favorite screamy, angry young Japanese gals. So, not my favorite. You know, that's... You know, my heart always belongs to Feisty 7-8.
Yeah.
And, you know, honorable mention also the Lulu's Marble as a obviously very close second. But there's so many. So, you know, since you had something that made you show how old you are, I'll dust off what I found when I cleaned the house. That's right, my official laminated Blockbuster membership card. Yes, this is from, expired in 2003. Now... I always talk about Blockbuster.
Those were high quality too. Printed out on good cardstock before sent through the laminator.
So yeah, I actually have had a Blockbuster membership, and I was a. It was kind of funny because the story I often tell is I was on second shift back then, mm-hmm. you know, and boy, I was running the game hard. This was in 2002, 2003. I would ride my bike over there on a Thursday morning. Just before, or Friday morning. I think it was Friday morning, because they'd open at 10, and there was no lines, because it was 10 in the afternoon.
Right.
They sold out of everything at Friday, at Friday afternoon, after everyone got out of work. So, because I had the off hours, I'd ride over there, and I'd, like, rent, like, 5 of the newest things, or whatever I wanted, you know. Then and then Friday, of course, means you kept it through the weekend, and give it back Monday. So I was always running those games. I was always over there getting like...
So you were that guy.
I was that guy.
Pissing everybody else off.
Sure was. But it's okay. Blockbuster, I watch a lot of documentaries now that about like VHS and what happened in the market, how it happened, how it played out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a natural progression of life of these things, you know.
Yeah.
It was big. It got replaced by something better.
Yep.
Netflix is big, it'll get replaced by something better.
And the only reason Blockbuster seems like such a tragic story is because they essentially pushed out everybody else in the market.
Obliterated
and became the dominant force, and they couldn't compete with what came after, even though they tried.
Late. Too little too late.
I wonder, are there actually any physical Blockbuster stores left? I know they have Redbox-like machines.
No, Alaska still has Blockbuster.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my. And I do miss it, and I don't know where the nostalgia comes from, because everyone hated Blockbuster.
Well,
it was just where you got your movies.
Yeah.
And late fees.
Oh, yeah. And then it was a big deal. They're like, we're doing away with late fees! And it's like,
too late. I'm a Netflix guy now, and I don't have any of that crap no more.
Yeah, and I'm paying less.
A lot less. All right, we're gonna do a quick music break, and then when we come back, we got something queued up for us?
Yeah, I got a little something.
Nice.
Here on ESPN 8, The Ocho, bringing you the finest and seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999. If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
gonna make love to the Sunday die. Told my people to lay and stay, cause today is my big day. Get up to let God down, and knowing he's not around, tomorrow looks so bright, glowing underneath the city's light. I'm a man, and I cut loose. I'm a man, and I speak the truth. Family only wants to divide. I am my own desire. By me. Goodbye, women. Don't worry about me. A sin would never lie, even if I could try. What's that you say in my stead? My eyes are blank and the world is bare. Down, maybe I'll still come around. I'm a man, and I cut loose. I'm a man, and I speak the truth. Family only wants to define, and I am my own desire. Now I believe I too am free. Believe too is to believe. I am he, the one who sees. And in the end, I know I won. It's just a brother's forgotten son. If it came as a surprise, at least you saw my first disguise. I'm a man, and I cut loose. I'm a man, and I speak the truth. Family only wants to define. I am my own design.
Do you have any experience in motion pictures?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit, actually. I have quite a bit of experience. I'm an active renter at Blockbuster.
All right, that was a new band, Darto, D-A-R-T-O. So look them up, Darto. I played How do you screw up those letters? Oh, my God, I swear I'm nuts. G-L-D-S, and then I am an Oh, I'm never saying this one right. omniscient. It's supposed to be. I don't know what that is. What is that?
It was Asian chicks screaming.
Oh,
right?
And no, it wasn't. O m n I s c I e n t. What is that? It's not omnipotent. It's omniscient.
I don't know. For the record, I can't see it, people.
For the record, I'm never playing word songs I can't say anymore. And then I think Trust was the last one. All right, sorry for that stumbling around. I should probably cut some of that out, and I doubt I will. Because
yeah.
I am the Ed Wood of podcasting and radio broadcasting, so, you know. Which reminds me, I know we're reaching a lot of new audiences out there. Make sure you go check out slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com or go to bunchofdorks.com, and you're going to find all kinds of stuff if you're on a long commute or a cube monkey. And also go on to RadioSaintPete.com and hit up the archives button. And there you're going to find
a whole back catalog of Asian cult cinema, which is a show I do with Dr. Morbius, and talk about Asian cult cinema, and of course all different kinds of other, all the back catalog of Indie Circuit. And you can listen to how I've progressed, as and I haven't progressed at all. So anyway, yes, well, you have, I think you have another topic, not just the Werther's. You had a second topic, I think.
Yep.
All right.
So a couple months ago, somebody mentioned to me something that had just been in the news that I hadn't heard about or seen about. There was this company, and I guess they've been around for a few years, but they offer a subscription for going to movies. As in, like, you pay a monthly fee, and then you can go to one movie a day, you know, basically as much as you want for
that possible?
One fee. But they, yeah, that's a good question.
Here's the rub.
but the price on it was like $45 or $50 a month or something, which I guess if you were going to four movies a month...
you can do the math and it works.
Yeah,
but
that's you're hoping you're going to have that many a month on a regular basis. Otherwise, you know, obviously it's not working in your favor.
I'd never make it. I'd never make it that many.
Well, in I guess it was August, first half of August, the company came out and dropped the price to $9.95 a month.
That's not possible.
Well, so
okay,
so,
go ahead.
So this made like national news for a couple of days, and they originally had a subscriber base of about 44,000 people, and within like 3 days they had 100,000 people sign up, myself included. I'm like, okay, this may be a scam, but for $10 I'll roll the dice, you know?
Exactly. I'll put a stop payment on their name if it
yeah, exactly.
go bad, you know.
So you're supposed to get basically the way it works is they send you a debit card. And when you go to a theater, you check in at the theater on the app, and they load money onto your card right then and there so that you can buy your ticket. So it's basically good at pretty much all theaters is what they offer.
That's crazy.
But it's supposed to take like 7 to 10 days to get the card. Well, on day three, after I sign up, I get an email saying, you know, due to volume, blah, 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 it's going to take a little longer. So, you know, maybe up to 2 weeks. So... 2 weeks come and 2 weeks go. And I'm going to the company's website, and there's, like, no place to contact them. You know, there's, like, a weird support thing that's, like,
that
a third-party company.
That got taken
company.
Down.
Yeah. And looking around, I can't find anything. And so I kind of give up, and I forget about it for about another week and a half. And then I get another email saying that, you know, due to whatever, there's going to be increased delays. So I signed up in, like, August 15th, I think, and we're now into September. And I still haven't gotten this damn card. And I'm getting a little agitated. And I get another email saying that due to a sorting error, some newer people may be receiving their cards before people who had signed up previously. And sure enough, you go online and you look on Twitter, and there's people complaining out the wazoo about this because they're seeing other people who signed up like a week ago getting their card.
Don't join the I Hate This Group Facebook page just yet, is what they're trying to say.
And
you're gonna...
And yeah, and so there's all this back and forth on it, and it was finally getting to a point, and the weird thing is there were movies coming along that I wanted to see, but like, I don't want to go to this movie because if I get the card tomorrow, I'm going to be pissed as hell that I paid, I mean?
It's a conundrum.
It's a psychological thing. Like, once you know this is supposed to be coming, so every day I was going to the mailbox, hopeful, and every day I was getting let down. Every day going to the mailbox, and every day it's not there. Sure. And it's weird how something like simple like this, a $10 investment...
makes people
and
crazy.
And a hope and a dream makes you crazy.
Like, where's my damn card,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, it's funny because you look online and there's other people all frothed up and angry about it. And like when you hear somebody else that's just signed up got their card, you want to drive to their house and slap them, especially when they're like, just be patient. And like, dude, you don't understand. I've been waiting a month and a half. And but
uh-oh.
That said,
bang.
One fateful day, about a week and a half ago, my card came in the mail, and it is it's a debit card. It is a MasterCard debit card. And I've seen four movies with this sucker.
How does that work? I don't understand how it works.
Well, a company acquired like half of them, and it's a data analytics company. So you're selling your soul a little bit when you use it because they're basically building consumer profiles.
Yeah, but
that they're eventually hoping to get kickbacks from the theaters for by being able to show like
that's a lot of
people,
hoping.
These people, they're basically being able to. Hoping they'll be able to convince them that they're collecting valuable data that's worth something to them, and also driving people to go. And,
true.
Statistically, by their own studies, they've shown people buy more concessions since they're not, you know, shelling out for the tickets. But point is that for me, if this only lasts like a month or two, doesn't matter. I am using this as much as possible. I've been to four movies so far.
Nice.
I've saved like $36 off the price of it. So it's a legit thing, and it's cool. A cool thing. And I know I sound like a paid endorsement here.
So
because sign up was hell.
Yeah.
But
hey, movie card, if you want to, you know, pay us to do some commercials for you.
For the record, it's called Movie Pass. I won't give out the website because that would be like hawking.
Yes.
But,
and I don't do that unless you pay me.
Yeah. But Google is, you know, everybody's friend.
Google doesn't pay me. Crazy. You know, Google continues to just gain power.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now they have that phone thing where, like, oh, this is our new app. It's like a smartphone where you can see each other, and you're like, it's like Skype, but it's supposed to be even for dumb people or old people. And I'm like, oh no, Google has another tentacle is slowly choking out the human race. And I'm like, wow, if Amazon and Google, they merged, they would be stronger than God.
I don't think they're going to, because
they hate each other.
Well, yeah, and Google's actually building like an anti-Amazon alliance now. They're doing things with Walmart. They just signed on a contract thing with Target, which is basically attempting to directly compete with Google's new voice assistant with what Amazon offers. So that's the good news, is that we have these giant internet titans that are coming in and controlling our world, but none of them are happy about each other.
Yeah,
so
nice.
There is still good competition out there.
I guess. I don't ever want to have that thing that listens to me and answers me. I just don't.
Yeah, you know. I have one of those things. Mine is I have a few of those things.
I know.
But mine are the Amazon variety. It's amazing how quickly you get acclimated to it. Because being able to tell it to turn a light on in a room, and then like when you hear somebody talking about it, it's like, dude, you can't just go over and flip a switch. And it's true, you can. But once you don't have to, having to do it on the rare occasion you need to, suddenly becomes annoying.
I don't know, man.
Really hard to explain. It sounds lazy, but I'm the only best I can do is describe it as like the invention of electricity versus candles. You know, at some point when somebody had their home wired for electricity, somebody's going, what was the big deal? Just lighting a candle, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm like one of those guys that, like, if I ever came into enough money, I'd build like a 32 Ford. That is the dumbest car in the world, just because I don't want anything other than four fuses and a really big engine and nothing else, and even manual shift. Like, I don't want anything. Like, no one can hack that car. it's just wheels and hatred, you know, and that's all that drives it. There's no hackability. No wheels around going, oh, I'm gonna control it from my laptop, and I'll be like, no, you're not. but I'm a little of that, you know, in the bunker kind of a guy. But I try not to be like crazy with it, because the world is what it is. It's evolving rapidly, and you know, you sound like a nut job if you say, oh, I don't want to use a smartphone, because we all know those people, and you're like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I've had a smartphone since the first one.
I was in a... We're almost out of time, right?
Yeah, we can talk it out. We don't need to... I'll play one song from the 5678s, because I can't go without it.
Well, there's a bigger topic that I'll save for next
okay.
week. Okay. But I was in a meeting the other day with a vendor. I work in the digital realm now.
Of course.
But I was in a meeting the other day with a vendor, and they pointed out something, and it was weird because when they pointed it out, they were pointing it out as a business advantage, but it's something to consider, which is that a lot of millennials don't really take privacy that seriously, and they were basically pointing out that when you install an app on your phone and it wants access to your camera, it wants to be able to track your location at all times, even when you're not using the app.
Yep.
like they don't, you know, they're pointing out that the majority, and it's dangerous to paint an entire age group with a specific kind of behavior. But the funny thing is we actually had a few people that fall into the millennial category that were in the meeting from our company. Some interns, and I was talking with one of them afterwards, and she was like, yeah, I basically, he's right. Because I was kind of like, how did you feel being singled out as, you know,
before
that's
time.
That's kind of what I do. She's like, to be honest, I probably should pay more attention to that stuff, but I don't.
They don't remember the before time.
Yeah.
There was a before time, ladies and gentlemen, where I would just say, well, I'll see you at dinner, and I left. That was the end of all communication until I decided to come bumbling back into the house or met my friends at some predetermined time, and you were just on your own.
It was a glorious, wild time, and you just left in your car, and you said, I'll see you sometime. And that was it. No one could talk to you.
And man, it's like, I remember, I don't think I've talked about this on the air, but I had a pager shortly after the period when only drug dealers and doctors
had
pagers.
No, I did too. Oh, we talked about it a little bit. Yeah,
those suckers, and that's so damn annoying. I mean, it was cool, but it was annoying, especially when your friends all had your number and didn't have pagers, so they didn't understand. You have to, like, pull over and find a quarter to call them.
Those were the intermediary times, but the before time, no, I get it. We live in a glorious time. My little thing in my pocket here, this phone is smarter than everything up to this point, and I can ask anything and it tells me.
But yeah, we are a slave to it. I've gotten halfway to work and realized I left my phone at home, and I go back for it because I can't. I'm worried, like, what if my kid's school calls, like, or what?
Oh my God, 3 minutes away from being connected.
Like what if this happens, or what if that happens? And it's like, you know.
I often fantasize if I won the lottery, I'd have some big place up in Wisconsin or Montana or something like that, and I wouldn't even have a phone. Like, I would just smash the phone. I'd be like, I'd have a computer, but I would have nothing else. I'd be like, I don't need it. I don't care.
But it's
I'm
like,
free.
I remember when a lot of people didn't have answering machines. I mean, we always did, as far back as I can remember. But I remember there were plenty of times where when you called and somebody wasn't home, their phone just rang for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. And then it got help you if you let it ring. When you're calling somebody, and then their dad picked up after about 20 and was like, I'm going to kill you. Because that's how my dad used to answer the phone. If he didn't decide he wanted to pick it up and then it rang forever, you were going to hear about exactly what was going to happen if you ever graced the doorway.
Thank God that predated caller ID, right?
So great. I love it, But
whoever you are.
I'm coming for you. Yeah. Sound like The Undertaker. But,
I recommend you not talk, because if I recognize your voice, I am getting in my car right now.
I remember one of the funniest stories, I think I told this many years ago on BOD. I had a friend, Jimmy, who whenever his girlfriend decided she hated him and left him, she took his answering machine every time. Like, if he didn't pick up, I knew his girlfriend left and took his stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time for this week. As always, thank you very much, Romy. It's always a lot better for the listening audience and
it's a pleasure, as always, except for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And this has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, and I know I've missed the 5678s this week, so I promise I'll play them twice next week. That's just the way my math works. What can I tell you? Thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.